Dear MJ Gang, hi, it's me, Bella. I wanted to write you a little letter before summer tiptoes away and the leaves start whispering secrets about fall. I just got back from a magical train ride through the forest, and it was so dreamy. I sat by the window with my legs swinging and my ears wiggling, and I watched the trees dance by like they were waving at me. The train made that soft chug-chug-chug sound I love, and the whistle sang like a lullaby. We passed the lemon sprinkle hills. Yes, real hills that smell like lemonade. And Pip, the little cuddle bear from the town of Honey, was outside on his scooter, trying to race the train again. He always laughs so big when he does that, like the whole sky can hear him. Then something magical happened. A glowing firefly floated into my train car, just one, and landed right on my notebook. I blinked, and it spelled a word in the air with its light. Welcome. That's when I thought of you, all my new friends in the MJ gang. And I thought, if you're new here, maybe you've never seen the Storytime Vault yet. Oh, the Storytime Vault is wonderful. It's where we keep all the stories we've ever told in the magical forest. Some are funny, some are quiet, and some are so magical they feel like dreams made of stardust. And just beyond the vault, tucked deep inside the rocks and roots, is the magical cave, where all the enchanted treasures are kept, the ones that make time slow down, and sometimes even stop. If you listen really closely, you can hear the cave breathing. It feels like it's holding every magical moment in the world, saving it, just for us. And then, there's one more place I want to tell you about. It's called the Enchanted Place. It's soft and glowing and filled with light, like walking inside a lullaby. That's where you'll meet a sweet little white bird named Twinkle. She's always waiting on a quiet branch, ready to show you around. You can visit the Enchanted Place as often as you'd like, but you can never stay there. No one can. It's a place meant just for visits, and I promise you, it's amazing. And the best part? All my friends who live in the forest and the vault and the cave and the Enchanted Place, they can be your friends too. So if you don't have many friends right now, that's okay. I'll share all of mine with you. There's Pip and Lyric the Cat, Baby Dee Dee, Snowpaw, and Mama Bear. Even Mr. Oliver, the wisest owl who gets a little grumpy when the sun sets too early. And me. You always have me. The magical train takes us to places where stories live. And there's room for everybody on board, even if it's your very first ride. So if you ever feel a soft breeze on your cheek, or hear a whistle in the distance, it might be the magical train. And it might be calling you. I'll write more soon. Until then, keep unlocking the magic. Love, Bella.
Thank you for listening to another magic mini story. We hope you enjoyed your visit with Bella. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Mara and Jake love you, and we'll see you again real soon. May your dreams be filled with wonder and a little bit of magic.